You're listening to SBS News.
Turning grass paddocks into garden beds by hand is methodical and hard work, especially in humid Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales mid-north coast. But farmer Tankin Shetter says it'll be worth it in a few months' time.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Just so nice to see when you plant it, it's coming up and it's so nice to see and you just feeling happy.
His whole family are involved on the farm, especially his parents, as they have experience in agriculture, having grown enough to support themselves in Myanmar before they were forced to flee 10 years ago. In Coffs Harbour, they've laboured in blueberry fields and banana farms. Now they're in charge.
That's what we are dream of for in this country, plant some vegetables, then we can get our own incomes, our own business.
The family are part of the new Myanmar Agricultural Cooperative, in which five Burmese families joined forces to lease a farm. Another of the entrepreneurs is Hung Ma.
In Myanmar, my livelihood was farming, but working here is not the same.
This difference is what refugee organisation Settlement Services International is helping the group overcome. The program manager is Rebecca Mordant.
A lot of people arrive here, they've been entrepreneurs back home, they have expertise, they have skills, but they don't necessarily know how to start a business in an Australian context. A lot of regulation, a lot of compliance.
Her team has been training the group in business skills.
We make sure that they've got a really great product and service, that it's marketed really well and they have a brand. That they have good, strong financial management and understanding, and also that they're compliant and they meet all the regulations that they need to in Australia.
The refugees aim to grow plants such as rosella, snake bean leaves, okra and special varieties of mint that the migrant community wants but can't find in mainstream supermarkets. And they already have a buyer lined up. Felipe Barrera runs Coffs Harbour grocer Fresco Marketplace.
If I can buy it locally, I will buy it locally. I want to support local farmers and obviously, you know, cut down the food miles between, you know, coming from the farm to getting to the consumer. And every fruit shop in Australia will tell you the same thing. That's what customers want. They want fresh produce.
The greengrocer has seen demand for diverse vegetables surge in recent years.
9 years ago we started, we wouldn't have carried things like okra, kangkong, we wouldn't have carried bitter melon. There's a range of Asian grown vegetables that we didn't have a demand to start with, and now only in recent times we're starting to sell a lot of it.
But turning a profit is at least a season away as the roots and the farmers settle in. Lucy Murray, SBS News.